Shalom Boker Tov.
Boker Tov.
The idea of what Rabbi Ginsberg defines as Yidya versus Bechira. Bechira comes from word of Yud-Hei, of Hashem. Because we take Yud-Hei, multiplied by Yud-Hei is 225, is Bechira. And then Vav-Hei is Yedia. Why? Because Vav-Hei is 11, 11 times 11, 121, El-Yodea. That means Yedia. Now, which one is the stronger? Yedia or Bechira? Always. Let's understand the implication of this. That no matter how much you know, no matter how intelligent you are, no matter how knowledgeable you are, the Bechira overrules the Yedia, if it chooses so. So it's not up to the knowledge that you acquire in this life. It's up to how in control of the Bechira you are. Because Bechira comes from the above. Prior to anything, and we realize that God created, there should be free will. Under no circumstances. Why? Why you wanted to have such a free will in every aspect of the creation? From the moment that the Kav came in, what was the reason? In order to create a world of reward and punishment. Otherwise, if there is no Bechira, how can you reward the person? If there is no Bechira, how can you punish a person if there is no Bechira? And that's the discussion that we talked about, of what Haim, the question is whether God knows the future. And it's a very, not simple question, it's a very difficult question, that whether God knows the future. But we know that Adonai Hayah Uveviyeh, of course he knows everything. We know that God created everything from the moment that the Kav came into the Chalal, there was Chisaron. The aspect of Chisaron, deficiency. And this is how the system started to work, because there was a deficiency. So always there is a choice of how to fill up and fulfill the deficiency. All the time. And for that God created time. Since God created time, God is above time. So that question cannot possibly ever answered in fullest, beyond shadow of a doubt, because we don't have no idea of what God time or aspect of God is. Because it's above time. Now, to become more clear of this concept of Bechira, we have to understand the concept of Masach very well. This Masach is the only possibility that one can bring about Hashlama, Shlemut. Now, let's go to page Kavvav, Chelek Aleph of the Ari, right on the big writings. Kuf. Kuf Vav. It says, Hare Hem Dalet Bechinot. We know that there is four phases. Asher Bahem Yivdelu Pratei Atzilut Mineya Ubeya. He says that there is Yevdelu, there is Havdalah. There is a difference between Pratei Atzilut. Now, this is the most amazing concept. Look at your body. Starting from your brain, going all the way to your toes. There is a right and left. Are they different or not? Is your right brain different than your left brain? Right eyes different than your left eyes? Your right ears and left and right hand and left? Yes, it is. Even your feet, the right is bigger than left. But however, within you, do you feel the difference? Even if you look at the both right and left, do you see, do you feel different? Both of them are your hand. You follow what I want to say? But the concept is right and left. We know they are different. But somehow in my body, it's all one. This point, this koach that puts everything together, one, is within our body. Now this is Atzilut. Atzilut has different parts that they are mavdilim. They are different one from the other. It's different. Now, Mineya Ubeya. What is Mineya Ubeya? It's coming from above to below. What is above below? That means whatever is below included into the above. We are talking Olam Atzilut right now. Olam HaMachshava. Whatever is above, what follows is already included in what it was. What it was follows has everything that comes after. Like a seed. A one seed of one fruit has the root, the trunk, the branch, the fruit of the next seed, of the next tree, of the next tree, of the next tree. It all came from one seed. Okay? So here it says, this is Mineya Ubeya. It's coming from above to below. Everything comes from above. Everything comes from Ein Sof. Everything, every minute things come from Ein Sof. Now how he siphons it out to specifically, if you have gone to the factory of the where they keep chickens and how they produce eggs, those eggs, not every chicken gives the same size eggs. Different sizes. How they put those sizes together, there is a system that takes all the eggs and it goes through a machine and specifically takes that size. And you have large, extra large, you have medium, and you have small. Okay? Same thing. Now, aval kulam hem bilti masach klal veika. However, and it says, emphasize, Ari, that in this atzilut that we are talking about, in the atzilut, Eser Sefirot, there is no masach. He says, what are you talking about? He says, yes, from the ninth Sefirot above the malchut of atzilut, there is no masach. There is not problem of the Masachim. That means from Sefira, Chokhmah to Bina of Atzilut, there is no Masach. All the way till Yesod, there is no Masach. So how this goes from Chokhmah to Bina? We said Mineya Ubeya. Comes from above to below. You have to understand this, that always from above to below is an aspect of Mineya Ubeya. Now, what it means by Pratim? What kind of a pratim? We know when we talk about Olam Atzilut. Olam Atzilut consists of five partsufim. Partsufim, and each partsuf consists of Rosh, Toch, Sof. And those are all Pratei Olam Atzilut. He says all these pratim, they are different. Your hand, your left, your legs, everything is different in here. But they are all make one partsuf. There is no masach between them. Now, let's go more to understand this. ולכן נקרא עולם אצילות כי אור האינסוף עצמו ונתפשט בכולו בלתי מסך. So that means in עולם אצילות, we are talking about עולם אצילות, we are not in Adam Kadmon, we are not at the beginning, just עולם אצילות. Why עולם אצילות? Because עולם אצילות is the only thought that we can clearly understand. So Arav explains what is the understanding of the Machshava, and then he goes back to say how this machshava was put together. So it comes and tells you the following. Ve'omnam mishum, I go to bet. Ve'omnam misham ve'lemata ein ensof atzmo mitpashet. We know that from olam atzilut lemata, the ensof does not mitpashet, does not illuminate. The Or Ein Sof doesn't come down of Atzilut. So how far the Or Ein Sof goes? To the end of Atzilut. Rak he'ara hayotze mimenu derech masach. However, from Olam Atzilut, there is a he'ara hayotze. He'ara, that means a tremendous amount of reduction of the Or. There's a spark of the whole thing. Yotze mi atzilut. Vehu ki hamasach vepergut hamavdil ben atzilut lebriya. So there is this masach that really differentiates difference between atzilut and it follows bria. Now we want to understand how bria was created by atzilut. It's the beginning understanding of how from this concept called Atzilut, Machshava, Chochma, came about a beginning of the creation called Olam Bria. We said that from above comes below. Above kolels below. Kenizkal lemala hine michachmat oto haka'a. Oto haka, that means the light of Ensof that came to Olam Atzilut, came through Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. It reached Yesod. There is a Masach, Vepergud, hits Haka'a, it hits, strikes to the Masach, and the Masach does what? Creates a concept called Or Chozer. From Yesod of Olam Atzilut, Sefirah Yesod, the Or Chozer all the way comes back to where? To the Keter, to the Shorasho. Haka'a shel Ha'ol Elyon Hamagia Ad Sham Kenizkar, Haka'a Bepergutahu, O Mikoach Otam Hayut Sefirot Da Atzilut Shehigiu Ad Sham, V'Haka'a Sham Be'Or Shelahem Hinnit. Nitnotetsu. Now, what is nitnotetsu? That means a light comes, and Rav gave us an example. You take one stone, and you bang against another stone. What comes out of it? And a spark. It's the same thing when the light came in and hit this masach. This masach's work is there to do what? Not allow Or Ein Sof to go to Malchut, and stopping it, absolutely stopping it, by stopping it creates a spark that's called Nitzutz. That Or Chozer in reality is Nitzutz.
But you just said that there is no Masach in the Atzilut.
We said Malchut. Where? At the Malchut of Atzilut only. Nowhere else. Up till Malchut of Atzilut. No, before the Malchut. Bravo, no. The nine first Sefirot, they receive it without the Masach. When they reach on the 10th, the Masach pushes back the light. So how many lights this Or Chozer, how many Ke'ilim it creates?
Nine.
Right now it creates, captured nine lights. Now, we said Malchut receives Derech, Chalon, Nekev Tzar. Nekev Tzar, we said, is a He'ara. That means there is a light from En Sof coming for Keter, for Chochmah, for Bina, for Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod. Is there a spark for Malchut too? Is there a light of Malchut there too? Of course. She receives only a Ha'ara for Malchut. But how many of Malchut Prati, Malchut Sefirot are with no light? How many?
Malchut Sefirot.
Here is, we said this first circle is Malchut, right? Nine Sefirot above this Malchut. This is Eser Sefirot of Atzilut. The light comes through Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Chesed, Gevura, Yesod, there is a Masach, after Yesod. Hits the Masach, but there is one spark of Malchut that it belongs to Malchut, to Lichiot, only a spark for one of her Sefirah. Not more, only for one of her Sefirot. Not nine Sefirot is empty because she doesn't receive all the lights. She receives only one He'ara for Malchut of Malchut. Now, the rest of the light, she does what? Or Chozer. She makes Ke'ilim, because we said Or Chozer are the Ke'ilim, for nine Sefirot above. Until here we're talking. Now, what happens after this is most important. The most important, okay, here it is, Malchut, you're sustaining yourself and you're holding the returning light in order to capture nine lights. Now she has captured nine lights. In reality, nine lights. But with the light of herself, though she has a chisaron, nine, right now, nine of her pratiot are chaser. She received only one Eara. She didn't receive all the complete Sefirot, all the Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Chesed, Gevura, up till Yesod, they receive the all and soft. They are completely engulfed by the Or Chozer. The only one that has a Chisaron is who?
Malchut.
It's Malchut.
So the Keter of Briah is the Malchut of Malchut?
No, no, wait. You don't know how the Briah came. Now all the light is above the Masach. All these nine lights that she captured is above her, correct? We don't know how Abriya is going to follow, but let's read here. This is the most important part. That's how we understand how itrachavut it's going to become, how you have to sefet, how you can increase. Under what? If you cause the Or Chozer, this Malchut, this, what is Malchut as far as we are concerned? Ratzon Lekabel. Every Malchut, we said every Kli is a Ratzon Lekabel. But she didn't receive all her light. She took nine of her own light and created the Or Chozer in order to make Ke'ilim for Yesod, Hod, Netzach, Tiferet, Gevura, Chesed, Bina, Chochmah, Keter. Right? And she is empty out of her own nine lights. She feels the Chisaron, right? But she is holding for sake of making Kli for the nine Sefirot above. This we call Lasod Nachad Ruach Leyotzri, Ratzon Borich. This holding to these nine sefirot, because these nine sefirot are the light of what? No. Yes, now Or Chozer is the Ke'ilim. What is the light inside of all this Ke'ilim?
Malchut.
The light. Which light? Or and Sof. It's Or and Sof. It's Or and Sof. It's Or and Sof in the Yesod. The Or and Sof in the Hod. Or and Sof in the Bina. Or and Sof in the Chokhmah. Or and Sof in the Keter of Atzilut. It's completely, and the Kli that created was created by who? By the Ratzon Lekabel, the Or of Malchut, that she caused that Or, she made the Bitul on herself because of the Masach and created Ke'ilim for the nine Orot of Ensof that is above her. The Or of Malchut, of Atzilut. That only there is a Masach. Yes, Masachim Acherim. Yes, Masach Shel Peh, because in Atzilut there is a Adam, in the form of Adam. Because when we are talking about Atzilut, we are talking about one complete Adam. We are talking about Rosh Toch Sof. All these details, he says, there is exactly like your Adam. Now imagine yourself as to be the prototype of Atzilut. Exactly, you are in Atzilut. You go from Bria to from Asiya to Bria to Yetzira to Bria and then to Atzilut. Who is going? You are going. Whenever you say the Tefillah. So why? Because no matter which olam you are, still there is Adam from the beginning to the end of it. We said God created this kav, domela Adam. That means if whenever I want to look at totality of this kav, and doesn't make any difference whether I'm in Ibriya or in Yetzira or in Asiya or in Atzilut, still is this Adam. But I'm taking it from one frame and put it in another frame. But still, the four phases are four phases. Still, they are Rosh Toch Sof. Still, Eser Sefirot Shel Rosh, Eser Sefirot Shel Toch, Eser Sefirot Shel. Now, what is this concept of Mineya Ubeya? It says, here it is, if there is a Malchut and nine Sefirot above it. Now, this nine Sefirot, what's going to do? He says, this is going to be Mineya Ubeya from above to below. So what are you talking about? Let's read this. Because as soon as we understand how these nine Sefirot of Atzilut have Keilim, so therefore light is revealed, how out of Eser Sefirot Shel Atzilut we have Eser Sefirot Shel Olam Biriya? Any questions? Bravo.
What creates the Bria? The spark from the Tachlit, which is the Malchut of the Malchut, or the Neshama that comes from the Chaya?
Those are the light. What is right now Ensof is creating by the first Or Chozer? Up till now, we didn't have really Or Chozer that defines as a Sefirot. He says, bravo. So Malchut creates the Keilim. And what is the Atzmut of this Keilim? What's Atzmut?
The essence.
The essence of those Keilim is what? Is the light that goes into the Keilim.
So the light creates it.
But no, there is two things here. Two things. There is one is Keilim, and one is Atzmut of Keilim, which is Orot Shela Keilim. We are not talking right now about Orot. What we are talking is about Keilim, how we are creating.
Created.
Of course. As soon as there is Or Chozer, didn't we say that the Or Chozer is the only Kli that is now from now on is going to be? There's no more Kli. You cannot receive Yashar anymore. He says, okay, what did I say right now? Right now I said that Or Yashar you cannot receive. What can you receive? What can you receive then? If there is a masach and doesn't allow you to receive.
You receive just a little bit.
Bravo. You only receive Or Chozer. Now what that means? Why did you come and said you receive only through Or Chozer? How Malchut receives through Or Chozer? That's the question, right?
That's a paradox.
No, it's not a paradox. What is tafkid? Responsibility, the law, the chok of Masach.
To change from see for oneself alone to share.
Bravo. What that means. The Masach, the first thing that the Masach has to do is what? To create Or Chozer. For sake of 9 sefirot that above it. Are we clear? No, let's go step by step.
Clear. I understand.
Yes? Yeah. Yes? That's the first action of the Masach. What is the next action of Masach? Because it caused to create Kilim of revealing the lights of 9 Sefirot above it.
Okay.
You follow? Malchut receives that amount of the Kelim that she created for the, because she caused the revelation of the 9 Sefirot above it, that Or Chozer that she created that caused the revelation of this light, she receives inside herself. And she becomes Eser Sefirot of Malchut.
She received what inside herself?
The Or Chozer that she created herself. But first she has to create the Masach law, the law of Masach. We're going to read this. This is the most important that everybody misses on this point. The Masach duty is not only everything to Lashem Shamayim, for what? In Hasidut, the Rebbe, Chachamim, they are teaching us a concept. What is the significance of Nadav Avihu? What Nadav Avihu did a mistake? They wanted to lay karev. They wanted to come close. But the point is they wanted to come close and stay close and never leave to do the job. So that means shuvu, ratzu. Ratzu, shuvu. That means when you go up, you got to go down and continue the work. That means when you go up to create Or Chozer, that same Or Chozer has to come and continue Eser Sefirot new ones. These Eser Sefirot new ones are called Olam Bria.
Okay, so the process is not about receiving, the process is about revealing.
First.
Okay, so really basically we're not receiving anything, we're revealing things.
Yeah, there is no revelation until there is a Kli. But when there is a Kli, is there a revelation? Yes. So step one, the Masach creates a revelation. That's a step one.
So what you're saying, Olam Bria, do not get all from Ein Sof?
There is nothing that doesn't come from Ein Sof.
No.
But Mi'ut, it's a Nitzut. It's not anymore that whole thing. We said when two things, there is a haka'ah.
So the Or Ein Sof, the true Or Ein Sof, the pure Or Ein Sof goes only to Olam Atzilut.
Only. That's it. Bravo.
And the Olamot basically is in order exactly like the Sefirot?
Exactly. The pattern now is going to be the same. The pattern is going to be the same. When you are reading the first section, Korbanot, in the Tefillah, Korbanot, until Baruch Shama. Where are you? You are in the Olam Asiya. That's why you do korbanot. Then from Baruch Shamar, where are you? But who, are you the same person? You are still you. But you say, no, but I am me, but I am where? You are makom, ze shone. Aval, the uvda, the kav, the adam, is the same adam, but in a different level. But still, you are four phases. You have your head, and you have your body, and you have your leg, and then you have the totality. Come on, your leg is different than your hand. Your leg and hand are not the same at all. But however, do you feel different? They're all one. It's amazing when you say, yes, my right hand and left hand are different. They are truly, they are different. Sincerely, they are different. They are from the world and two different worlds. My mind, my brain, the right and left are totally different world. But do I feel the difference? The masach, you said it very beautiful. The masach is, its purpose is only continuity. It's first to create keilim. Now I have keilim. Now I can create the world. How can you create another world with no keilim?
It's not as much as continuity, as much as knowing what he knows already. It's only to become like God.
Now this is a philosophy, Adam. Look at the how it's done. It says the following: first is the light, right? It's Or Yashar coming. There's no Kelim. And the Or Yashar comes, we said Or Chochmah comes to what? To do what? At the end of each aspect of this Or Chazar is to create Ratzon Lekabel. He says there is a Ratzon Lekabel, and the, after four phase, the fourth one, always Ratzon Lekabel Mitgaber. It says that. So the purpose is to finally have a Ratzon Lekabel. Ratzon Lekabel, the only way that you can have a Ratzon Lekabel, when you feel that you want to receive, you have to create Kelim for it. If you don't create Kelim for it, there is no way for you to receive. Yes, you have a Ratzon Lekabel. You have a Ratzon Lekabel, but do you have the Kli for the Ratzon Lekabel? I want a $20 million today, but do I have the Kli for $20 million? I don't.
I'll get you. So, I think I have asked this before, if the purpose of the Masa and the Zivuk and the Hakai is continuity, this should go on and should not stop at Asiya. It should keep going.
Until it comes, brings an energy, very well said. El Shaddai, she'omer le'olamo dai. So there is a force called El Shaddai that says to his olam, dai, no more. You are right. Otherwise, this would continue going forever and ever and ever. And God is going to set time. He says, here it is. Time, beginning, end. So he has to put an energy called El Shaddai in order to tell to Olamo die, not to keep on continue.
So El Shaddai basically removes the Masa?
Now, El Shaddai doesn't allow the continuity, doesn't remove the above. Now we're going to read, understand this Masa, that how effective this masach is. Is the masach is effective to the above or to its below? The masach cannot change anything above. The only thing can do is to do kelim. I cannot affect the work of God. That's my willpower. That's my masach. I can create kelim for the light of above. and I can affect what comes after me, but not what is above me. Shalom Boker Tov.
But the fruition, the revealing is the actual work. Right?
Yes, my work. That's why, because I revealed, I get fulfilled.
What I'm saying, it's affecting because it's revealing.
Yes.
The final work of the above.
Am I revealing all the light? Am I revealing all the light?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Do I reveal the Ein Sof?
No, but you're revealing.
I am revealing only a Nitzutz.
But you're revealing what's above you.
Not all. Here we go again. The Kav that came in, did all the light of Ein Sof came, or only one Kav? Only one curve. Don't forget.
But if you stay with the system, the Malchut is saying no, and it's revealing all the way to the Keter.
Keter of what? Atzilut.
Of Atzilut, fine.
That's right.
Fine. So, but that continues on from the Keter to the Malchut of Adam Kadmon. Should be the same thing.
It says, Rav makes it for you very easy. He says, still that light is that same kav that came from Ein Sof, and there is no masachim. There is a shtal shelut, and there is coming from above to the below, above to the below, and always below includes into the above.
Adam Kadmon has the same system, doesn't he?
Who?
Adam Kadmon has the same system.
No. We right now, the highest we can go to understand, and that's why Rav discussing, the highest is in Atzilut, when there is Kehilim. There is a Kehilim, because Machshava still is a Kehilim. Adam Kadmon is totally different Baba. So, it only happens in the Malchut of Atzilut. There is no Zivug Daka up there. There is a different idea in there. There is only Tzimtzum Aleph. There is a true Tzimtzum Aleph there. There is no Masach. There is a Tzimtzum Aleph there. Here we are talking about Masach v'Pergud. It's a totally different concept. He's defining what is this Masach. He says this Masach duty is, first, to create the Ke'ilim for 9 Sefirot that is above it, and because of the zechut of creating, revealing whatever it was able to capture. Every time you have an idea, how much you capture? You capture all the ideas that you can capture in your life?
I'm just having problems with the outside world.
No. When you capture an idea, how many ideas do you capture? Idea. One nitzut. You don't capture all the ideas in the world. No. Let's correct now. Now you know better. Not that the Malchut cannot receive. Malchut only receives through first create Kehilim. Until it doesn't create the Kehilim, cannot receive. That's the law.
But that's just the law or idea.
That's the law. The law of the Masach. That's the law of the Masach. Now, this is to understand this Masach. I said, this Masach law says, first, you create Kehilim for the 9 Sefirot that is above it, and then you will be entitled to whatever you created, you're going to eat. Whatever you cook, you're going to eat. How much you captured, that's how much is your portion. And the Malchut receives this portion. Now, Malchut is because of, that's the second step, because she receives, not she has to go to this period. She's going to hold on to it. She's going to create the end. She says, no, the duty of the Masach, same Masach that caused her to receive the Or Chozer, same Masach. The chok of that Masach is to make sure she creates 10 more sefirot out of her own. Malchut, how many receives? Becomes 10. Now, she is going to create, literally, she, one by one, going to create 10 sefirot shel olam b'riyah. Who is going to implement this? The same Masach that caused the Or Chozer, same Masach duty is by the Chok of this Masach. This is Chok of this Masach. Rav is going to explain. It's the Chok. Remember, it's Chok that you created the Kelim. Now what do you do with the Kelim? You created Kelim. Now you have Eser Kelim. Create with this Kelim Eser Sefirot Shel Olam Briah, so the light from Ein Sof can fill up the Atzmut of Briah. The light comes from Ein Sof always. Kelim are created by Malchut of Atzilut.
But not Kelim of Briah.
Kelim of Briah.
Oh.
Now, that light, we're going to see, she specifically comes down and creates. That's how. You want to know how it's created. Yes, beautiful. You want to know how Eser Sefirot of the creation was created. You want to know. Because still for me is out of my mind to understand the Machshava of the creation, which is Olam Atzilut. Still is, for me, is humongous. Still Or Ein Sof is in there. But I want to understand what is the Eser Sefirot Shel Briana. And then how Briah created Eser Sefirot Shel Yetzirah. And then I want to create how Olam Yetzirah created Eser Sefirot of Shel Asiyah. Now, in Atzilut, the idea of Asiyah is there?
Yes.
Absolutely, bravo.
Like the seed.
Bravo.
But I don't understand one thing. That concept is very clear, but how the light create the Kelim, because we know light...
Who created the Kelim?
I'll tell you what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Every Olam has its own Eser Sefirot.
That's
lights cool. Gets to Malchut of specific Olam. Malchut creates Or Chozer and...
There's one difference. This, what we discuss, is from Olam Atzilut. Now, how Malchut goes one by one and creates Sefirot of Briah?
No, reveal the Kelim of the Eser Sefirot.
Creates the Kelim of. Creates. Okay. She is the Kli of the, all the Kelim. She is all the Kelim. There is no... Okay, she creates literally, we will see how, Eser Sefirot Shel Briah. And the Malchut of Briah creates Eser Sefirot of Yetzirah. And Malchut of Yetzirah creates Eser Sefirot Shel Asiyah.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about the Or Ein Sof. You're talking about the word Or.
Yeah.
Light.
Yeah.
And then what's the relationship to the Chaya, Neshama?
In all the worlds, you have again Yechida, Chaya, Neshama, Ruach, Nefesh. But what's going to be different?
But they are Orot too. They're light too.
All of them are Orot.
Okay, are they in the same line with the Or Ein Sof in Or Chozer?
The light never changes. What changes?
The Kli.
The Kli.
Okay, so basically, Neshama is part of Or Ein Sof.
Everything is from Ein Sof.
Okay, so. What is created from Olam Atzilut to Olam Briah, what really creates it is the Neshama. Because the light carries this the Kelim.
What is good in Neshama? Stay out of this till we clarify. It's
because
not.
The light creates the Kelim.
It's just different lights in different levels, but it's the same.
I don't understand that. I just want to know that it's the Or carries the Kelim.
No, it's not that the Or carries the Kelim. That's not true at all. It's the, we said the light that comes below causes a Ratzon Lekabel. Then this Ratzon Lekabel has a Bechira to utilize the Masach. And the law of Masach says create Kelim first. And then turn around and continue create Eser Sefirot or Eser Kelim. Now, every time in this line, every time there is a Kli, The light is there to fulfill it. But it's first the creation of the Kli, because if there is no Kli, there is no revelation of no light.
Yeah, this process is not talking about the Or, because the Or was, is, and will be.
Exactly, bravo.
It's changing the Kelim.
It's Kelim. It's all to create the Kelim. The light is there and so often does whatever it has the power to do.
Now, what's interesting that the Rav talks about Chok.
So bravo.
Why is it using, because we are not, we don't understand it? We are not supposed to understand?
At this time? And right now we don't. We really don't. But we have an idea. The idea is what? Is to receive for sake of sharing. But prior to receive, the Rav explains, you got to put a masach that creates the paradox of what you want. Opposite of what you want. You want to receive, you say no. First, create Kelim for 9 Sefirot above yourself, and then you will receive. But then when you receive, your duty is to continue create Eser Sefirot after yourself. That's the Chok. Now, why? Because Rav explained up till now, because there should be continuity. There should be continuity until the work is done. Why the work? What work? What do we say Shabbat? Erev Shabbat, in your Kiddush, what say? Bara Elohim. Bara comes Bara, the word Bara is the word. Bria. Elohim is the creation. Bereshit Bara Elohim. Bara Elohim. La'asot. Nachon? What it means, la'asot? What that means? What do you mean? God, didn't you do the work? What is there for me to do? What do you want from me? Didn't you get it done? No. We said as soon as the kav came into halal, there was a chisaron. So there is something la'asot.
And the chok comes from the distance.
Why distance? Chok is embedded into this idea of the creation. Isn't this atzilut machshava, the idea? And the Masach created this idea. If it wasn't this Masach on Malchut of Atzilut, the idea will not be captured. If you were not able to get ideas, what would you going to do? You would say very simply, I don't have no idea. And when you don't have no idea, that means you don't know what to do. You cannot do anything because you don't have no idea. It's only when you have an idea you can do something. And when you have an idea, that means you captured some light. You got an idea. That is, you created an Or Chozer. Now, where this Or Chozer gets created? Where is your Machshava gets produced? In your head. So where is this Masach? If it is your head, is Olam Atzilut, so to speak. And where is this Masach? Your teeth and your lips. That's why you have 32 teeth. It says, Lamed Bet Netivot Chokhmah. That's your Chokhmah. That's where you create the Or Chozer. That's where you capture idea. Now get your idea, bring it to your heart, get your heart to agree, haskamat shel heart, and then you go to do the work. You form with your hand, then you gotta work, then you do ragalim, and then when you did ragalim, then you can. Yes. If it is just to act it, it's not. But if you have a purpose and there is a reason for it, yes, It's like a psalm. It's like you take a day of Tanit. But again, there are two ways of tikkun. It's Yir'ah or Ahava. There is no other way. It is either Yir'at Shamayim or Ahavat Shamayim. Now, me and you as a Beinoni, I do not believe we have that amount of Yir'ah. We don't. We are using too much this free will to sake off my own body. I am Beinoni. I am one day good, one day wishy-washy. Yeah, we are. Now, I cannot go by the Yir'ah. That means if I go and tanit every day and beat myself and really betool myself, and that's not the purpose. But there is another way to reach this level of understanding and closeness. It's by simcha, by ahava. It's a chassidut. There is a two ways to do it. It's somebody like Ben Ish Chai, like Ari HaKadosh, Chaim Vital, Chachamim, that they are Baba Sali. It's people, they can do it with the Yir'ah. Where am I to do Yir'ah? What Yir'ah? It's as soon as when I feel like doing something, I'll sit down and explain the whole explanation and I will do it. I don't have that kind of a Yir'ah. But then I say to myself, okay, you got to do something about yourself. So what are you going to do? So at least do it with the simcha. Whatever you do, do it with joy. Do it with ahava. Do it with the care. At least do it this way. So slowly, 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 Yir'ah will sink in. Now let's read this quickly. We have about 15 minutes to finish all this.
Yes, salam.
Okay? Ki ze klal, she'ein aviyut u'masach, I'm in Or Pnimi Aleph. Ki ze klal, this is the law. Remember, keep it in your mind. This is the klal. When he says, Rav, this is the klal, that means, hey, this is the law. But what generality is not? It's of importance. She'ein aviyut u'masach yacholim lema'ed o lifgom mi lemala lemakom. I cannot affect the above. Finish. I can only affect the below. He says, Baba, what are you talking about? He says, yes, I cannot affect the above to lema'et it. But I can give tosefet to above. It's very important. I cannot lema'et. I can't allow tosefet. It goes the following. ואף על פי שהאור החוזר עולה בסיבת מסך שבכלי המלכות. Remember, this מסך is בכלי of מלכות. או מלביש ממנו ולמעלה לכל תת ספירות כולה. And this goes for the 10 ספירות, 9 ספירות above. ממש כוח אביות שבמסך אינו מתעלה למעלה. This כוח doesn't go above at all. What it goes, it returns the light. Only the light. ולפי כך נחשבת תת ספירות דאצילות שהן בלתי מסך כלל ועיקר. And since till 9 there is no מסך, wasn't any returning light, so therefore all that we consider to be the אור אינסוף. אבל כשמבחינים הרבה מסכים גם בעולם אצילות, even though they are מסכים, there are a lot of מסכים בעולם אצילות, כגוון מסך דפה ודחזה, we know that here in the Adam there is a one masach here, the peh has masachim. שזה נוהג בכל פרצוף פרטי שבאצילות, העניין הוא שאינם מסכים ממש, אלא הם מהתקללות התחתון בעליון. He says, so how do things move? He says, the movement is done, that the תחתון is included to the עליון. ורק המסך דסיום רגלי אצילות. Remember, it's using רגלי. That means telling you, don't look at אצילות, רק only 10 ספירות. Look at אצילות as a אדם, that has רגל and has a סיום. I mean, Rav doesn't go explaining over and over things. It gives you one indication you should know what he's talking about. So the only thing that posek, that puts stop to it, is at the siyum, at the end of the regel of atzilut. Bet. כלומר, אף על פי שאור הנמצא בעולם הבריאה, בהכרח נמשך מאור האינסוף ברוך הוא, this is understand, no matter what light comes to בריאה, is it still came, נמשך, it was pulled from אינסוף. Don't ever consider that there is another light. לא שיניתי and I will not change, I am who I am, that's it. The only thing changes here, and the light causes those changes, is the keli. Nothing else changes. The yud hey doesn't change. The change is in vav hey. The change is in yediya. You're sitting here, in half an hour, your yediya is already changed. You're not the same. But God is not like this. His yediya today and yediya tomorrow is the same thing. And after yesterday is the same thing. But your yediya changes continuously. Just walking half an hour in the street, your yediya is going to change. We are clear in that? Ki ein shum he'ara be'olamot shelo tiyeh nimshechet mi'aor en sof. There is no light that you find that is not coming from en sof. עם כל זה משום שאור האינסוף ברוך הוא המתפשט לבריאה עובר דרך המסך. The only thing that this light doesn't go straight to בריאה, but goes through a מסך. In order again to have a little bit more expanded understanding, this מסך is גבולים. גבולים. In reality it has 12 גבולים in this מסך. We will learn. This מסך is a very sophisticated computer. It's extremely powerful computer. This is what it does. If you don't have this masach, you don't have nothing. You don't have life. ונמצא הערתו מתמעט מאוד. And remember, this masach causes what? To lemaet, to reduce מאוד, tremendously, this light called אור אינסוף. שנבחן שכבר נספק אור האינסוף ברוך הוא מלמעלה ממסך, ולהלן מפרש הרב, איך אור עובר דרך מסך. Okay, now under what condition can I go through this מסך? It's גבולים. When you want to pass the גבול, what they do? Exactly the same. They look at you have visa, you have what, you have this, you have that, all the conditions, and then you cannot go through. Oh, we will reach there. We will see Bezat Hashem. But there are different levels. There is a level of Bria, there is a level of Yetzirah, and there is a level of Asiya. And then there is a level of Olam Hazeh. This is, when we get to Olam Hazeh, we realize, you know what we are missing? We don't have no more Masach. That's the problem. The Masach gives up. We have to go and produce it. We have to produce it. We have to make the masach. Okay, and if it was only to create the masach, it's fine. It's beautiful, no problem. But he put temptation, he put a whole lot of problems, and the nachash who arum, and he puts a nachash who is arum. And you have to deal with the nachash, and then you have to deal with all the other problems. And on top of it, you have to create the masach.
That's why I think it's called chok, because the ego, if you're in this system, thinks that, well, you can be part of the light,
yeah,
not part of the light, be the light and not be the vessel.
Absolutely right.
And not change.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. I can abuse the system, but to certain degree. He says, Bechira is for who? A tzaddik needs a Bechira?
He knows it already.
What he knows? He never knows it. Is tzaddik has a Bechira? Is a Rasha has a Bechira?
Yep.
Uses? No. A tzaddik goes by Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't care. The what masach? Shulchan Aruch says this, I do this, done. He doesn't need Bechira to choose what? Between Shulchan Aruch and nothing else? Or anything else? No. Tzaddik doesn't need that. Now, Rasha. Rasha is Rasha. What he needs to make choices? There is only one choice for him. It's to do one thing. The Masach is for Beinoni, for us. That we are right on the border. I'm not a Tzaddik. I'm Baruch Hashem, I'm not a Rasha. But I'm flip-flopping. So I need to create this Masach. I need the Bechira. The extremes, they don't need Bechira. The one that is in between requires Bechira.
And then you have four phases.
Now, do you look at this cup? My coffee? What do you see?
Empty.
What do you see?
Half full.
What do you see? Half full is a choice. You made the Bechira to look at the empty part. You made the Bechira.
The Shammai is empty, the Hillel is full.
It's your Bechira. And you're right. It's half empty. But it's a Bechira of your choice to look how you want to look. It's up to you to look at it. It gives you a choice continuously.
And it's a difference of four because you is 10 and Bob is 6. So it's four levels.
Well, let's slowly. Now, Gimel. It's very important. Pirush. כי חוק הוא בעולמות העליונים שכל מדרגה התחתונה גורמת תוספת אור למדרגה העליונה ממנו. Here we go. חוק הוא. That מדרגה התחתונה causes the lower מדרגה, whatever it came from above, causes תוספת אור. Not כלים. Or, when you say it gadal it kadash, you say Pishvil, your father after 120 years. What do? You're not making him keilim. You give him tosefet or. He can only make keilim. Now, and it goes the following. והנה כל אותו שיעור תוספת אור חוזר ומשפיע לתחתונה שגורמה אותו. So that means when you say the Kaddish, you cause תוספת אור לבב, he turns around and gives you all the favor that you made to him, he's going to make it to you. Are we understand the significance of this beauty? How this system works? ובענייננו גם כן מתוך שמסך שעל מלכות הצילות גרם את האור החוזר לעלות, and the same thing, because the מסך of the מלכות of הצילות גרם caused this light to go back, ולהלביש לכל תת ספירות הצילות, and create a ליבוש, create a כלי for the הצילות, כלים of הצילות, ולעשות כלים עליהם, and created כלים, באופן שזולתו לא היה אור אינסוף נתפס ומלובש באצילות. If it was not מלכות, מסך of מלכות of אצילות, אור אינסוף would not have been able to להתלבש בספירות של עולם אצילות. I caused the light of אצילות to get a ליבוש. כי אין אור מושג בלי כלי. There is no understanding, revelation, realization of the light without the keli. Kenoda. Vahine mitoch shehamasach garam lekol oto tosefet, because it was the masach that was caused to the tosefet by the or chose, dahainu or chose, va'eser sefirot ha'amurim, lefikach mitrachev hamasach va'akili, malchut besibat ha'or chose ve'yored. Remember, not only Malchut, but the Masach as well mitrachev. Now we have to understand what is itrachavut של המסך. ואליו ממקום המסך ולמטה, או ממשיך and it continues because it goes from above to below again. La'atzmo, that means Malchut, pulls this light that she caused to go above to itself. Kol otam yud sefirot da'atzilut. That means that eser of sefirot of atzilut becomes eser sefirot of Malchut of Atzilut. Are we clear now? That how it becomes as a sefirot shel malchut shel atzilut. Now malchut of atzilut has eser sefirot. That's why. Now remember this in your head forever and ever. Yesod, we realize, is we call kolel. Because yesod is includes chesed, gevurah, tiferet, netzach, hod, yesod. Right? And what is malchut called? Kolel lekolel.
Everything.
In all the book Chachamim, they write Malchut is the Kolel le Kolel. Kolel is Yesod. Kolel le Kolel is Malchut. So there is everything above. Malchut has Eser Sefirot Shalem. The only Malchut that has Shlimut, that we call Malchut Shamayim, is Malchut of Atzilut. Baruch Hashem, go no. Okay, now do we, a little bit more. Let's finish it. We came here till now. He says, "La'atzmo kol otam yutzefirot da'atzilut shelemala dugmatan mamash dugmatan dome." It's dugma. It's a dugma. What's a dugma? Example. Is it exactly the same?
No.
But come on, if a little bit change is no good, it's not the same dugma. You follow what it says? It's a dugma. If you somebody brings you a piece of material, it says, this is for a dugma. This is what I can deliver you, 50 rolls. He cannot bring you anything different. It's got to bring you 50 rolls like that. So, but the Rav doesn't use the word dugma for just like that. It has a reason. But often, how? Shemalchut da'atzilut levada olechet veyuredet umitpashetet le'eser sefirat mineya ubeya. That this Malchut, after she fulfills, she becomes brown, complete, eser sefirot, she makes a minea ubea, she goes from above and creates eser sefirot shel tachto.
So this is a minea ubea?
That's right.
Comes from above and creates below.
That's right.
That's why
he creates minea, mieya, creates a second ya. Minea, min haya, creates bet, yeah.
That's why I put air in him when he created
it. I heard a rendition on this explanation from Rav Ben Zaken in this, what is Nishmat Chai Bapo. That is unbelievable what God Hashem has done. As a very beautiful explanation.
That's why I've been asking about the Neshama constantly.
Let's discuss the orot slowly. Each or the or of Atzilut is Chaya. No, so we are dealing with Chaya only. When we are in Atzilut, we are talking about an or of Chaya.
We're going to Bria, we're going to Neshama.
Right, but Chaya has his own Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida.
And,
right. So the orod don't have a problem with the orod. The orod are perfectly wherever you have the problem is the vessel.
But if you understand it on the level of Neshama, you can understand this in a practical way.
Now, you don't, and I'm saying it respectfully, you don't really feel any difference between your right hand and the left hand. How you want to tell me that you feel the difference between your Neshama and your Ruach? You understand the differences because of the explanation and definition.
And I understand the difference on an emotional level.
Believe me, whenever, wherever you have the kli made, that's what you feel. It's all up to the Kli. The light doesn't change. The electricity is the same electricity. It all depends what kind of a vessel you set.
It's only a different aspect.
Right? Yes.
Yes,
yes it is. We are practically finished this part because we discussed it. Bezat Hashem, we will go quickly to the rest of it next week and we start Perek Gimel. Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom,
Bechol Tov. Thank you.